Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Statistics for Dummies by Deborah J. Rumsey is a practical, beginner-friendly guide designed to help readers understand and use statistics without getting lost in heavy theory. Written for students, professionals, and curious learners, the book explains the language of data in plain terms and connects core ideas to everyday situations such as comparing groups, spotting trends, and making decisions under uncertainty. It covers the full arc of an introductory statistics course, from organizing and visualizing data to drawing conclusions with confidence intervals and hypothesis tests. Along the way, it addresses common stumbling blocks like choosing the right method, interpreting results correctly, and avoiding misleading conclusions. The tone and structure aim to reduce anxiety and build competence through step-by-step explanations and worked examples. If you need to interpret reports, pass a class, or become more data literate at work, this book serves as a friendly on-ramp to statistical thinking and responsible analysis. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, building statistical literacy and thinking with data. A central focus of the book is helping readers think statistically, not just compute answers. It clarifies what statistics is for, describing what data shows, explaining patterns, and making cautious inferences about a larger population based on a sample. The book emphasizes the importance of defining the research question, identifying the type of data involved, and recognizing whether you are dealing with individuals, groups, or repeated measurements. It also highlights how context shapes interpretation, because the same numerical result can mean different things depending on how data was collected. Readers are guided to distinguish between observational studies and experiments, understand why random sampling matters, and see how bias can creep in through measurement choices, non-response, or convenience samples. Another key idea is uncertainty. Statistics rarely provide certainty, but it can quantify how confident you should be in a conclusion. By framing statistics as a toolkit for reasoning rather than a set of formulas, the book helps readers become more critical consumers of surveys, news graphics, and workplace dashboards. Secondly, describing data with visuals and summary measures. Before making any claims, you need to understand what your data set looks like. The book walks through common ways to summarize and visualize data, showing how graphs and descriptive statistics reveal structure at a glance. It explains how to choose appropriate displays, such as bar charts for categorical data and histograms or box plots for quantitative data. You learn what to look for in a distribution, including center, spread, shape, and unusual points that may signal errors or important subgroups. On the numerical side, the book covers measures of central tendency, like mean and median, and explains when each is more appropriate, especially in the presence of skew or outliers. It also introduces variability using range, interquartile range, variance, and standard deviation, connecting these concepts to real interpretations like typical distance from the average. The topic also addresses percentiles and z-scores so readers can compare values across scales. Taken together, these tools form the descriptive foundation that makes later inference more reliable and less prone to misinterpretation. Thirdly, probability fundamentals and common distributions. Inference rests on probability, so the book provides a clear on-ramp to probability concepts without overwhelming jargon. It explains events, outcomes, and how probabilities combine, including complements and basic rules for unions and intersections. A recurring theme is independence and why it matters when you multiply probabilities or assess whether one event changes the likelihood of another. The book also introduces conditional probability and the logic behind interpreting information when new evidence arrives. From there, it connects probability to statistical models using well-known distributions that appear frequently in real problems. The normal distribution is treated as a workhorse for modeling measurement data and for understanding standardized scores, while the binomial distribution supports yes or no outcomes and counts of successes. The book typically links these distributions to practical decisions such as quality checks, survey results, and risk estimates. By learning when a distribution applies and what its parameters represent, readers gain a strong base for computing probabilities, approximating outcomes, and understanding why many statistical procedures work. Fourthly, estimating with confidence intervals and margin of error. A major step in statistics is moving from describing a sample to estimating an unknown population quantity. The book explains confidence intervals as a structured way to express uncertainty around estimates such as means, proportions, and differences between groups. It clarifies what a confidence level represents and, just as importantly, what it does not represent, helping readers avoid common misstatements. The relationship between sample size and precision is emphasized, showing why larger samples generally produce narrower intervals and more stable conclusions. The book also discusses how variability in the data affects the width of an interval, linking spread to uncertainty. Practical guidance is provided on selecting the appropriate interval method based on the situation and assumptions, such as whether the sampling distribution is approximately normal or whether alternative approaches are needed. Readers also learn how to interpret margin of error in everyday terms and how interval estimates support decision-making, for example when comparing performance, estimating rates, or assessing whether a difference is meaningful in the real world. Lastly, hypothesis testing, significance, and avoiding common traps. The book introduces hypothesis testing as a formal process for evaluating claims, such as whether a new method improves results or whether two groups differ. It explains how to state null and alternative hypotheses, select a test statistic, and interpret a p-value in plain language. Readers learn the difference between statistical significance and practical importance, a crucial distinction that prevents overreacting to tiny effects that matter little in reality. The book also covers type 1 and type 2 errors and the role of power, helping readers understand the trade-offs behind decisions and thresholds like alpha. In addition, it discusses choosing tests that match the data in question, such as tests for means, proportions, paired designs, or relationships between variables. Another emphasis is responsible interpretation. Recognizing assumption violations, the impact of outliers, and the risk of multiple comparisons when many tests are run. By focusing on both the mechanics and the reasoning, the book helps readers use hypothesis tests as decision tools rather than as automatic verdict machines. In conclusion, this book is well-suited for students in an introductory statistics course, adult learners returning to school, and professionals who need to interpret data in reports, research summaries, or workplace analytics. It is also a strong fit for anyone who feels anxious about math but still wants to become data literate. The main benefit is confidence. Readers learn how to organize data, choose appropriate methods, and interpret results with an understanding of uncertainty rather than relying on guesswork or misreading charts. That skill translates directly into better decisions, whether you are evaluating a study, comparing options, or communicating findings to others. Compared with many similar statistics primers, this title stands out for its approachable language, practical orientation, and step-by-step structure that mirrors how people actually learn: concept first, then method, then interpretation. It does not try to impress with advanced theory, but instead focuses on the core tools most readers repeatedly need, from descriptive summaries to confidence intervals and hypothesis tests. For the price, it offers a broad, usable foundation that can support both academic success and everyday critical thinking. If you would like to support Deborah J. Rumsey, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.